This is Detroit Lions Football Game Day on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you in part by Ford Motor Company, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Xfinity from Comcast, Henry Ford Health System, Bud Light, McDonald's, ABC Warehouse, Consumers Energy Business Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, ProtectCell, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenden Hospital Medical Center.
From University of Phoenix Stadium, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
Getting set for the 61st meeting between these two franchises, dating back to the Cardinals' days in Chicago and the Lions' days in Portsmouth, Ohio. When they were the Spartans, the Lions lead the series with a record of 31-24-5. The Cardinals, however, have won the last three, winning in 09, 07, and back in 06 as well. Each team comes in with a record of 4-9. And Brandy, somebody's walking out of here with a victory today. And these are two teams with professional players that have to be sick about the way this season has gone.
Absolutely. And I think both teams realize, you know, they got an opportunity here today to win. For Arizona, I think it's important because they're at home. They took a beating in the media and by their fans after last week's game where they just got hammered 58-0. So I think that they've got a little momentum going their way from a standpoint of they want to do something and prove that they're not as bad as that in front of their home crowd. The Lions, on the other hand, need to get a win. They need to prove that they are a good team and not the team that everybody thinks is just an average team.
Second home game in 7 weeks for the Cardinals. You mentioned being back home. It has been a while. They really have been on the road for a bit, and things haven't gone well, as we mentioned, with a 9-game losing streak. Ken Wisenhunt on the hot seat, certainly being mentioned as one of the coaches that may be out of a job at the end of the year. No lock there, but we'll have to wait and see. And hard to believe 4 years ago he was the toast of the league when he had this team in the Super Bowl. Coin toss brought to you by Lucido Fine Jewelers for Metro Detroit's most beautiful engagement rings. Here's Jerome Boger.
The coin toss this afternoon. For today's game, the NFL shield will represent heads, and the Arizona head represents tails. I need you to make your selection and I'll flip the coin. Detroit has chosen tails. And it's tails. You want Detroit has elected to defer their choice to the second half. You want the ball? Which way would you like to kick? Stairs yard. Arizona will receive the first half toss.
All right, Lions win the toss. They defer. Arizona will get the ball first. They'll move left to right across your radio dial. Right now from the broadcast booth to the field, and Tony Ortiz, T.O.
Dan and Jim had a chance to talk to a number of players before the pregame ended, and most of them had different opinions on what a key to this game was going to be. A couple of them said keeping Matthew Stafford clean, not letting the Arizona blitz get to him. In Arizona, when you have a Patrick Peterson in your secondary, that's a team that's going to blitz. A couple other players were saying not to play up or down to the level of competition, especially today, and you guys were mentioning that. This is a team that's lost 9 in a row, and there's a little bit of momentum and a little bit of fire behind this team, so all of that bears watching. One other thing of note, when you've lost 9 in a row and when you haven't made the playoffs for 3 straight years, the fans have a tendency, guys, to maybe turn on you a little bit. Nowhere is that more clear than when you look in the stands. It's about 50-50 as far as Lions jerseys as opposed to Cardinals jerseys or other NFL-type jerseys in the crowd. That's kind of interesting because usually when you go on the road, even with the Lions fans who travel pretty well, you don't see quite that split. But there's a lot of Lions jerseys in the stands here today, so it may not exactly sound like a typical road game for Detroit whenever they get the ball and do something good.
I would add that it's about 50-50 between human beings and empty seats.
It's not a sellout, there's no question.
Well, it is a sellout technically, but
it's not that people, like I said, nobody's really here. Of course, on a day like today, beautiful sunshine, temperature in the 60s. We were out playing golf yesterday in the rain, and I bet there's a lot of people out on the golf course today.
We are set for action. Larod Stevens howling back deep for Arizona. Jason Hansen's got it on the tee and set to go. Opening kickoff brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. About to get underway week 15 in the National Football League. 2-4-9 teams, two teams hungry for a victory. And here we go. Hansen with the run-up and the kick. Stevens howling will settle under it, 8 yards deep. and back out of the end zone, and it'll go as a touchback. It'll be first and 10 Cardinals from their own 20-yard line. Quarterback comes out. It is Ryan Lindley, fifth game of his career, third start, no touchdown passes, five interceptions, quarterback rating of 42.6. To say he has struggled would be an understatement. Larry Fitzgerald, their all-everything receiver, future Hall of Famer, splits out to the right side. Beanie Wells, the running back. Lindley up under center. Calling out the signals. He takes, wants to throw, quick, throws left side. And out at the 43-yard line, it is caught. And that's going to be a big gain right off the bat. Found the one-on-one coverage and got Michael Floyd for 25 yards as he's run out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Floyd, nice throw there by Lindley.
Yeah, and Floyd, an all-everything receiver out of Notre Dame, their number one pick, really hasn't had the year that they thought he would have. But, again, that's a great throw. But they matched him up with Jonte Green, rookie on rookie. And Arizona took advantage.
Stevens howling in it, running back. He's to the right of Lindley, who's in the gun. First and 10, Arizona, from their own 45. Lindley leans in. Inside handoff goes. That is Stevens howling over the left side. Good yardage. Lions territory inside the 40. And down to the, we'll say he's down at the 41-yard line. Made a nice move to shake Stephen Tulloch. Would have been a short gain on the play, but instead ends up being 14 yards.
The only really what I would call great running plays that they've got is the delay draw, whether it's out of the shotgun or where you're lined up under center. Draws and screens are their most effective plays.
It is first and 10. Beanie Wells, the deep back, offset eye. Lindley up under center. First and 10 from the line 41. Toss sweep right side. Wells trying to get the edge. Slips one tackle behind the line of scrimmage, able to turn it into a one-yard gain. Forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Don Carey had a shot at him before Jacob Lacy forced him out.
Lions putting a lot of guys in the box. I mean, they're at a point now where I think they want to force the Cardinals to throw the football. They're putting a lot of guys up in the box, and I think really forcing Lindley, the rookie quarterback, to check and get him back there in that pocket and try to beat that inexperienced offensive line.
Single safety for the Lions. Fitzgerald goes to the left side. Chris Houston with him. Lewis Delmas the safety. Second and 9. Cardinals from the line 40. Lindley, three-step drop. Throws right side. Got it complete. Jeff King, the tight end, with it. Inside the 35. Good yardage down to the 33-yard line. Short of the first down, but a gain of 7. That'll bring up third down and 2. Stephen Tulloch and Lewis Delmas taken down. First quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
Lions put Don Carey at that time up on the line of scrimmage. 7-8 man fronts, and give Lindley some credit. Every pass they've had has been a quick throw to try to take away any pass rush from the Lions.
Third and 2, Cardinals from the Lion 33. Lindley out of the gun, takes, throws, got a complete first down inside the 30 to Andre Roberts. 7-yard gain, and the Cardinals move the chains again. This does not look like an offense that's struggling early in this one. Well, remember, coming in, no touchdowns in the last 10 and a half quarters.
Offensive coordinator Mike Miller, obviously, I think, is thinking the Lions want to get a pass rush on the rookie quarterback. So he's not throwing any routes where he has to stand back there and wait around. It's all three-step, balls out of his hands very quickly.
William Powell in it, running back. Lindley up under center. First down, 10 to go. Cardinals from the Lions, 26. Powell gets the call, straight up the middle. Hit at the 25, falls forward to the 24-yard line. Justin Durant covers him up along with Don Carey. Gain of 2 on the play. It'll be second and 8. Opening possession of the game here at University of Phoenix Stadium, and the Cardinals have moved down to the line 24. Anthony Sherman in the game for the Cardinals. They have rotate backs. They go to Patrick Peterson around the left side. Peterson in the Wildcat offense inside the 20 and down to the 16-yard line. It's going to be a flag, though, against the Cardinals.
Holding. Offense, number 87. 10-yard penalty. Replay, second down.
Peterson will come in and take offensive snaps. They go Wildcat. They get it to him. Got a good gain out of it. However, It was a holding call there against Jeff King, the tight end. And that moves the line of scrimmage back to the 34-yard line, so it'll now be second and 18 from there.
Lions defensively on that last snap did not have a safety deep. They had eight men in the box. They really are trying to get Lindley back there to throw the football. Same thing here.
Second and 18. Lindley will work from the gun. Lions showing blitz. Here they come. Flag down. Plays dead. The Lions come in early, or did the Cardinals draw them off? There was movement up front. Tulloch and Durant were both leaning in for a possible blitz.
Prior to the snap, false start. Offense, number 33. 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
William Powell called for the false start. Boy, you're seeing this Cardinal drive just kind of disintegrate in a sea of penalties. Two in a row cost them 15 yards.
And the Lions' safeties, and one of them on almost every snap. Now, not this time, as you see both Carey and Delmas deep. But, boy, they've been lining up on the football almost the entire day.
Second down, 23. Cardinals now from the Lion 39. They set it up right side. They get it to Fitzgerald, and that's blown up immediately by Jacob Lacy. Terrific play in space by Lacy. They just tried to get the quick hitter to Fitzgerald, and Lacy is down on the ground and not getting up. It's going to be a loss on the play. But the Lions training staff will come out and take a look at Jacob Lacy, and while they do that, we will step aside. When we come back, it'll be Arizona looking at a third and 25 from the Lion 41-yard line. But as we step aside in a scoreless game here in the first quarter, this is your home for Detroit Lions football.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Well, coming up, it's going to be third down for Arizona, 25 to go, and that's tough for anybody. But during this nine-game losing streak, they have converted on just 24% of their third down tries. Last two games, 14%. Third down, 25. Cardinals scrimmage from the Lion 41. Lindley takes quick throw left side. Got it complete. Setting up a receiver screen to Michael Floyd. And they won't get much out of that. Picked up a couple, 2 yards, down to the 39.
And they're
really, Cardinals will send their punting unit on.
They're really protecting Lindley, aren't they? I mean, you're third and forever, and you throw a wide receiver screen. You want to keep that young quarterback clean. And that's what you can see here. The quick passing game that offensive coordinator Mike Miller is putting together, I think, is clearly he does not want to have his young quarterback banged around. And so he's protecting him by the kind of plays he's calling.
So penalties will cost the Cardinals an opportunity to score points on that drive. Zastadil into punt, hangs it high. Fair catch called for by Logan and made it the 8-yard line. And that's where the Lions will take over as they'll get the football for the first time today. 9:56 to go first quarter. Scoreless game here in Arizona. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Our lowest offer of the year is ending soon. Right now, for a limited time only, you can get Xfinity TV only from Comcast for just $10 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Get local programming and the most popular channels. Watch hit shows like American Idol, Revenge, and live sports, all with crystal clear picture and sound. Call 1-800-XFINITY and get TV starting at just $10 a month for a whole year. Or ask about our other TV packages and get access to on-demand, on TV, and streaming online. Start an on-demand show in one room and finish it in another. Plus, Xfinity offers tons of HD movies and shows and premium channels like HBO and Showtime. So don't wait. Get Xfinity TV starting at just $10 a month for 12 months. But hurry, this offer ends December 21st. Make tomorrow awesome and switch today. Call 1-800-XFINITY now and don't miss out on this great offer. Offer ends 12/21/12. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to limited basic TV service for new residential customers. Call for details.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it'd be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Lions have it, so we should tell you. Today's Bell Tire first half contestant is Verlon Johnson from White Lake. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, Verlon will win a $100 gift card and a Lions jersey courtesy of Bell Tire. You want to get in it? Go to belltire.com, click the touchdown contest promotion button. Here come the Lions, backed up at their own eight, moving right to left. Stafford up under center, takes, gives, LeSure finds some room to the 15 to the 16-yard line, gets eight on the play. Tackled there by the former Lion, Paris Lennon. And that'll bring up second down and two and also provide a little breathing room for that offense.
Boy, good solid job of the offensive line on that first down play. Getting a good haul on a cutback run by Michael LeSure.
Calvin Johnson goes to the right side. Patrick Peterson goes with him. A lot of talk this weekend about that matchup. Second and two for the Lions. Durham to the left side. Stafford wants to throw. Loads up right side. Wants Calvin. It's knocked away by Peterson and incomplete out at the 43-yard line. That'll bring up third down and two. We'll go down to the sideline and T.O.
Dan and Jim, the official word from down here, left knee injury on Jacob Lacy. His return questionable. In fact, right now, guys, he's headed off to the locker room for further examination.
All right, Tony. Hate to see that player on a cart going back to the locker room, but that's where we find Jacob Lacy of the Lions. And the Lions on the field are looking at a third down and two.
On a 15-round championship fight, round one went to Patrick Peterson against Calvin Johnson on that last play.
Stafford out of the gun. Kevin Smith to his left. Cardinals showing blitz. Stafford backs away. Now he leans in, takes the football with time, looks, throws. Incomplete. Wanted Durham at the 25-yard line. A lot of contact out there as Greg Toler was on his back. Durham wanted a call, not going to get it. And that'll bring up fourth down now. So after an 8-yard run on first down, the Lions can't get the next two to move the chains. Now they'll have to punt it away. Nick Harris will punt. And Patrick Peterson is back deep. Rashad Johnson back there as well, but Peterson is dangerous. Took four back to the house last year. Yet to do it this year. Harris has got it. Drives it with that right leg. Peterson circles under it at the 36. Going right side to the 40. Flag down. It'll be a block in the back. To the 44-yard line where he's tackled by Don Carey. 48-yard punt, 8-yard return. They will lose yardage as well. Michael Adams, I think, will be the guilty party, number 27. Yeah. He's right there for everybody to see.
He got Kasim Osgood right in the back.
There is no foul on the
play.
No foul.
How?
You saw the same block I did. That's
if
crazy.
If that's not a block in the back, somebody's going to have to explain to me what is.
Wow.
I believe I know what the back is, and I know what a block looks like. At any rate, Cardinals have it. Scoreless game in the first. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires, and it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tires open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6. And Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
In Michigan, family and tradition matters. The Sam Bernstein Law Firm has both. A great Michigan family and tough, smart lawyers. A long, long tradition of fighting and winning. Over the years, thousands and thousands of families have turned to the Bernsteins at 1-800-CALL-SAM for help. If you're injured, they're ready to help. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Out there on your own, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is here to help. To learn more about comprehensive and affordable individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.
University of Phoenix Stadium has a retractable roof. It is open today. 57 degrees and fair outside. Winds out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour.
When you drive up to the stadium, I swear, to me, it looks like a four-slice toaster.
Looks like a Jiffy Pop halfway cooked. Nice stadium inside, though. I really like it.
Very
it's got
nice.
A lot of Ford Field qualities.
Yeah, it does.
Here come the Cardinals now. First down and 10 from their own 43. Lindley takes. Five-step drop. Sets and throws over the middle. Picked off by the Lions. Picked off at the 49-yard line by DeAndre Levy with a flag down in the secondary. And I think it's going to be interference against the Cardinals, so the pick will stand.
Pass interference, offense, number 87. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is the first down, Detroit.
Now, there's a defense where you're baiting a rookie quarterback into throwing it into an area, okay? You're going to give him a look like he's going to get some pressure, okay? Then the linebackers back out. Levy especially, he just reads his eyes and jumps the route in front of the intended tight end and makes the pick. Lions get a big play defensively and turn the ball over to their offense.
Lindley had been 5 for 5 before that. Now with the interception, the Lions have the football first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. Mike Thomas into the game. Three receivers set for Detroit. Stafford to work from the gun. LeSure to his left. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left. It's Calvin Johnson to the left. Matchup against Peterson. Stafford takes, gives on the handoff to LeSure. He gets a yard to the 49, close to the 50-yard line. Calais Campbell makes the stop for Arizona. Gain of 2 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd down and 8. The Lions at midfield.
The biggest part about this Cardinal defense is their linebackers. Very active, bouncing in and out of the line of scrimmage, trying to cause a problem with your line blocking scheme, especially on running plays.
Calvin goes slot left this time. Two receivers to the left side, one to the right. Stafford out of the gun, fakes the inside handoff, sets, wants to throw, looks, now rolling to his right, loads up and throws, and just throws it away incomplete. That'll bring up now 3rd down and 8 for the Lions.
Right
looked now, like he wanted to go right up the middle to Durham right off the bat. Durham was covered, and he had to come off it.
He did. Right now, the Cardinals secondary is doing a good job of covering the Lions receivers, not giving Matthew much to throw to. And that's a problem that the receivers have to take care of. You've got to get open.
Today's game brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. It is 3rd down. Now keep in mind, this Cardinal defense, by the numbers, has been pretty good this year. Top 10 in most categories in the league. Top 5 against the pass, and this is a passing down.
And this is
3rd down and 8 for the Lions from the 50. Stafford takes, blitz comes, they hold it off. Stafford throws off his back foot, knocked away and incomplete. Wanted Scheffler. William Gay got a hand in there. and knocked it away. It'll be fourth down.
This is where they call up those linebacker blitzes, Dan, and that's what they did. They bring the backers and let their receivers, or defensive backs rather, cover receivers in one-on-one situations. And right now, those secondary guys for the Arizona Cardinals are winning the one-on-one battles and not letting the line receivers create separation.
The Lions cannot cash in after the interception. Nick Harris on to punt. Peterson back deep, fields it at the 9. Peterson left side, crossed the 15 and taken down there about the 16-yard line. Nice work on special teams by Ashley Palmer. 41-yard punt, 7-yard return. We're scoreless with 7:48 to play in the first. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross Health Plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Tired sucks, but breast cancer can be devastating. That's why 5-Hour Energy is joining the battle against this dread disease. From now until December 31st, a portion of each sale of new pink lemonade 5-Hour Energy will be donated to the Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade. New pink lemonade 5-Hour Energy. Get the alert, energized feeling you need and support a great cause. Go to 5hourenergy.com for more information.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to give the gift of square taste with Buddy's gift cards. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a free 4-square cheese pizza with one topping. Visit buddyspizza.com and order today.
Lions have batted twice, gone 3 and out each time. Matthew Stafford has started this game 0-for-4, scoreless, 7:48 to go in the first. Here come the Cardinals, first down and 10 from their own 16. Beanie Wells the back. Eye formation behind Lindley, who's up under center. He takes, gives to Wells, running right side. Gets out close to the 20-yard line. Take it down there, gain of 4 on the play. We'll bring up 2nd down and 6. Steven Tulloch, first man in for the Lions.
You know, the way these defenses are playing, and with the rookie quarterback, this might become the battle of field position, where, you know, your kickers and your kicking game may be the big difference.
Well, when you get a pick right around midfield, that's where you want to cash in.
That's where you want to use that short field and get in, get some points.
Lions had that opportunity, came up empty.
Squandered it.
2nd down and 6. Lindley under center. He turns. On the ground again. They give it to Stevens Howling. Howling picks up a couple out to the 22-yard line. That's going to bring up now 3rd down and 4.
Good job of the interior of the line defense, because they started with a 3-man front there, and the Cardinals ran against hitting that defensive front, was able to hold it against the offensive line and bring up a 3rd and 4, 4 or 5.
1 out of 2 on the day on 3rd down for the Cardinals. The Lions go nickel, 5 defensive backs. Lindley will operate from the gun. He takes. They want to go for the toss sweep right side. Dancing around out there trying to find an opening is Stevens Howling. He's fighting for the yardage. I think he's going to come up short. Got 3 on the play. Needed 4, and that'll bring up 4th down.
Well, they went with a quick pitch to try to get outside the Lion defense. Give the Lion defense credit. They got outside in a hurry. Forced Stevens Howling. He couldn't get the edge. Forced it back inside. That's where the pursuit was coming from.
You notice a little hesitation in my voice when the teams are down at that end. It's a rumor. They're so far away in the angle we have. We need a carrier pigeon to deliver play-by-play. Cardinals set to punt. Stephon Logan back deep to take it. Sastadil, good punt. Logan backs up, calls for the fair catch, makes it right at the 20-yard line. That's where the Lions will have it. They've gone three and out in each of their first two possessions. They'll try to improve on that here after a 55-yard punt. We're scoreless with 5:38 to go in the first. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 Iowa miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
Day and night, they're good at dealing with a lot of crap. Crap here, crap there, crap everywhere. Sometimes their customers are full of crap. But someday, it might be your crap. So before you just stand there dumbfounded shouting, "Holy crap," write this down and post it on your fridge.
Plumbing Professors, 800-654-1300. They deal with crap 24-7, 365. Call the Plumbing Professors. No extra charge anytime, any day. 800-654-1300.
We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. I like them and I trust them. If you're injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein Advantage today. Best call you'll ever make.
Lions have had it twice. Michael LeSure, 2 carries for 9 yards, and that's it. Other than that, Matthew Stafford, 0 for 4. We're scoreless here with 5:38 to go, first quarter. Lions have it, 1st and 10 from their own 20. Joyc Bell in the game at running back. He's to the left of Matthew Stafford, who's in the gun. Two receivers right, one left. Stafford takes, blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford loads and throws right side. Wanted Calvin, covered by Adrian Wilson. Calvin was looking for a call, did not get it. Felt like Wilson was grabbing him from behind. The Lions will reload. Stafford now 0 for 5. 2nd and 10 coming up. Today's game brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
And Brian Robiski is getting some time now. He's lined up over here wide left. First extensive action we've seen from Robiski other than special teams.
2nd and 10. Stafford in under center. Toss. Gives it to Bell. Bell is hit behind the line. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. That is it. Quinton Groves with the tackle. It'll be 3rd and 10. Fifth-ranked pass defense in the NFL. That's your Arizona Cardinals.
Well, again,
12 takeaways in the last 4 games. This defense has been pretty good for a team that's lost all 4.
Pretty good. And their linebacking crew, especially on this situation, 3rd and long, they're bouncing in and out of there. They're going to try to bring pressure. They'll bring safeties, linebackers. They'll bring it off the edge anywhere they can.
It is 3rd and 10. Crowd up and making noise. Stafford takes. Blitz comes. He's got time. Throws. Incomplete. Wanted Calvin. Deflected by Kerry Rhodes before it could get to Megatron. Stafford now 0 for 6. And the Lions will have to punt it away.
Did a nice job of picking up the blitz. But again, what are they doing to Calvin? They are doubling him and bracketing him with 2 defenders. Rhodes, the safety, jumps underneath. And he's got another one trailing behind. You got to get open. And that was a tight window for Stafford. And he couldn't throw it in there.
Got to be careful here. Patrick Peterson back deep to take the Nick Harris punt. Good punt by Harris. Peterson backs up, fields it at the 30-yard line. Trying to get to the left sideline and slips as he tries to make a cut at the 38-yard line and just falls down. 50-yard punt, 8-yard return. Cardinals will have it right there. Right now, we'll go back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Deez.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. The Packers are NFC North champions. They go into Chicago today and knock off the Bears 21-13. Aaron Rodgers, 291 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, all to James Jones. Packer defense holds Jay Cutler to just 135 yards passing on the day. The Redskins are in first place now in the NFC East. They've won 5 in a row. They go into Cleveland today. beat up on the Browns 38-21. The story, Kirk Cousins, the former Spartan, 26 out of 37, 329 yards passing and two touchdowns. Washington wins, Giants lose as New York gets shuts out in Atlanta 34-0. Last time the Giants were shut out, guys, 1996. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studio, send it back to you in AZ.
All right, appreciate it very much, Dees. Back here, we are scoreless in the first quarter. How about those Packers? People were worried about them early in the year, Brandy. They got off to a slow start, but with Aaron Rodgers, they didn't stay.
But here's the deal, and you and I talked about it last week when the Lions were in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers' touchdown-to-interception ratio is just off the charts. He goes three more TDs today. Diesel, did he have any picks?
No.
Three touchdowns, no picks. That's like 32 touchdowns and four picks.
Pretty amazing.
He's amazing.
The guy is terrific. And the
news of the Packers' demise early in the year was greatly exaggerated.
Yes, it was. They are right back, division champions, and ready to roll.
A line from Mark Twain. Did you know he said that?
We're some
rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated.
There were a couple of classes I went to.
That's right. Quick quiz. What was his real name?
Samuel Clemens.
Attaway! Dan Miller wins. I'll take literature for 500, Alex.
Don't go there. You'll have me break it into Sean Connery in Saturday Night Live.
Trebek.
Here we go. Cardinals have it, first and 10.
It's the Chicago way.
From their own 38, Lindley takes on first down, hands it to Wells, lost the footing, and goes straight down. Justin Durant covers him up. Now, it's interesting. We've seen in the last two plays, Peterson slip and fall. Now, Wells slip and fall. So I don't know, with the roof open, and we did have some rain yesterday, whether or not the field is slick or there's an issue down there. You wouldn't think there would be.
Well, the fact is that Durant beats a block at the line of scrimmage. Wells gets the ball, and he knows he's going to get tackled, tries to stick his foot in the ground and make a cut, and he just slips down.
Loss of 4, second and 14. Lindley wants to throw. Rolling left, looking for somewhere to go. He's going to keep it. Turns it up at the 40 and slides down at the 42-yard line. So Lindley gains 8 on the play. That'll bring up 3rd down and 6. Big guy. Lindley can move a little bit. 6'3", 232. Four-year starter at San Diego State.
One of his coaches at San Diego State was Brady Hoke.
Yes. Cardinals 1 out of 3. On 3rd down today, looking at a 3rd and 6. Lindley will operate from the gun. He's got 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. Lions going to blitz. Here it comes. Lindley's got some time. He's hit as he throws. Incomplete, just out of the outreached arms, just outside of the outreached arms of Andre Roberts. Right. And that'll bring up 4th down. Ndamukong Suh got a hit on him.
Yep.
As he threw the football.
Suh got a big left hand up around his chest, knocked him down. Really, he threw a pretty good ball. The fact that he had big Ndamukong's left hand right up around his chest.
That'll bring up 4th down. The Zastadil will be on to punt it away. Logan standing at the 14-yard line. Scoreless game in the first quarter. 3:07 to go. Zastadil with it. Drives it with that left leg. Logan is going to let it hit at the 8. It takes an Arizona bounce. Back to the 11-yard line. That's where the Cardinals will down it. That's where the Lions will take over. Let's go down to the field and Tony Ortiz, T.O.
All right, guys, I think I have an answer for you as to why it's so slippery out there. Part of it is the roof being open. There's a little bit of condensation on the field. But the other part of it, too, because the field is on a track here that it slides out to be watered and then just slid back in for, you know, when games are being played. The trouble is the grass has a hard time taking root. So as a result, it sometimes comes up. And again, it's on these hard metal plates. This is what it sounds like. And it slides in and out on those metal plates, and the grass just doesn't get a chance to get a hold. So in certain
personal
spots,
foul,
it's going to
unnecessary move. Roughness. Defense, number 27, late blow to the opponent. 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Jerome Boger with the call on Michael Adams, so that will improve the Lions' field position by 15 yards. Zastadil's been awful good this year. He can be a factor in a field position game you talked about, Brandy. It's his 34th punt inside the 20. Michael LeSueur at running back. He's to the right of Matthew Stafford as the Lions take over from their own 27. Stafford out of the gun, takes, wants to throw. Late blitz comes. They pick it up. Got Calvin across the 30 to the 34-yard line. First catch of the day for Megatron. Patrick Peterson with the tackle. First completion of the day for Matthew Stafford, who's now 1 for 7. It goes for 7 yards.
So the key there is Calvin has got to get Peterson backing up in his back pedal. Once he does that, he cuts down in front of him and gets body position in front. Once he's got that, then you can throw that route in there.
Second down and 3 for the Lions from their own 34. Stafford up under center, lone back LeSueur. Stafford gives on the end around to Mike Thomas. Thomas finds a little hole over the right side, gets the first down, across the 37, gets to the 39. Paris Lennon takes him down there. First down of the game for the Lions. That's a gain of 5.
And first misdirection the Lions have given the Cardinals defensively. Again, this team is linebacker heavy in regards to how they make plays. Those linebackers are fast. They can run. You get them moving one direction and come back the other way. With misdirection, you got something going. The Lions got a first down out of it on that last play.
Wide left Durham, slot left Calvin Johnson. Stafford out of the gun. On first down, he's back to pass with time. Sets, throws, got Calvin at the 50-yard line. He dives into Cardinal territory as he's going down at the 48, taken down by William Gay. It's a 13-yard gain for the Lions, and Calvin with his second catch, so he's starting to heat up a little bit. Came into the game 303 yards shy of the all-time record for receiving yards in the season set by Jerry Rice.
And the Lions did a nice job there of stacking receivers. Calvin was lined up left, and right behind him was Durham. It was like a combination route, and they got confusion in the Arizona secondary. Calvin shook free.
First and 10 Lions from the Cardinal 49. Stafford takes, wants to throw, loading up, does throw, deep left side, flags down in the secondary, wanted Calvin. He slipped and fell. Peterson in coverage. But let's get a look at what that flag is all about.
It's going to be illegal contact against the Cardinals.
While the quarterback was still in the pocket, illegal contact. Defense, number 58. 5-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Darrell Washington called for the penalty.
And again, they ran that route where they have Johnson and Durham stacked, one behind each other. Durham went over the middle. Calvin went wide left. Well, when Durham went over the middle, that linebacker just drilled him. He was 7-10 yards downfield when he did it. And the field judge had to throw the flag.
Stafford took a big hit from Calais Campbell after he threw the football. First and 10 Lions now after the penalty. They scrimmage from the Cardinal 44. Pistol formation. Stafford turns, gives to the deep back LeSueur. He fights his way down to the 41-yard line, close to the 40. Stacked up by Davin Carter and Calais Campbell.
Both those inside backers are so tight to the ball and so run conscious that a lot of times what Arizona will do, cover the tight end individually one-on-one with a linebacker, but it's an outside backer because they know with those two inside linebackers running run action plays, they're going to get caught up in the line of scrimmage. So they cover the tight ends with outside backers.
Calvin Johnson not in the game for the Lions as they snap it and they keep it on the ground. And LeSueur hit from behind, taken down for a loss. Back at the 43-yard line by Calais Campbell. Loss of 2 on the play. That'll be the end of the first quarter. When we come back, the Lions will have it. 3rd down and 9 from the Cardinal 43. We've played 1. Scoreless here in Arizona. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get the financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seemed to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.
The Huron Valley Schools began using the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team to help save money for the school district. Here's Kim Root from Huron Valley Schools talking about how much they saved.
Consumers Energy Business Solutions actually saved us $34,000 in the current school year. And what that $34,000 actually translates into is approximately 34 computers, or enough to equip an entire computer lab. That could also translate into 283 textbooks. Or we can look at it as 113,000 breakfasts for kids who don't get breakfast at home before they come to school.
How long have you had the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team with you?
We're actually 3 years into the program. We were able to sort of lay out a timeline for tackling projects that would save us money over time. Actually, working with the team has been incredibly easy.
Whether your business is large or small, the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team offers rebates for installing energy-efficient equipment. Call 877-607-0737 or visit consumersenergy.com.